If you're looking for a true indicator of economic growth, commentator Chris Harbaugh says you need look no further than the annual Christmas party.
It's the fall of 1996, and my wife has just been hired by an industry-leading internet service provider. She's more concerned with how many weeks of vacation she gets than the quantity or strike price of her stock options. In fact, we don't even know what stock options are. Then comes the Christmas party, and to my amazement, her company has rented out all three floors of a she-she Italian restaurant in Tyson's Corner, Virginia. At the time, I was working for a not-for-profit healthcare association, and our Christmas party was a cookie exchange and a pot of festive hazelnut coffee instead of the usual Maxwell House. Not here. In the telecom Christmas party world, dinner is a 50-yard-long buffet with the most delicious Italian food I've ever tasted. Upstairs in one room, there's a band playing. Another holds a cigar bar where the brandy and single malt scotch is flowing freely. A third contains wall-to-wall desserts with tortes and brulees, and a tabletop-sized platter overflowing with strawberries dipped in chocolate. The next few years, they just got bigger and better. It was all free, and there was no end in sight. Your stock options were increasing along with the square footage of the McMansion you were building out in Loudoun County, Virginia. Then, in 2000, the bubble burst, and unlimited growth became failed mergers and bankrupt vendors and stock values that fell through the basement and kept on falling. The Christmas party was moved from Tyson's to the banquet room of a mom-and-pop restaurant on Main Street in Vienna, Virginia. Will you be having the chicken breast or the Swiss steak? Then, in 2002, nothing. The Christmas party was canceled. I mean, nobody wanted to go back to the mom-and-pop place, but no party at all sent a pretty dire message. And that message was, be thankful you still have a job. Don't complain about the coal. At least you've still got a stocking to put it in. This year, the outlook's more positive. We're back in a nice hotel with top-name entertainment, but the company springs for only two drinks. After that, it's a cash bar. No alcohol-fueled irrational exuberance here, but along with the snow, there's an undeniable optimism in the air. Merry Christmas, and drive safely.
Chris Harbaugh is a writer who lives in Virginia.